Monday, time to catch up with the state member for Maribyrnong, Bruce Saunders, as he gets back to Parliament. Morning, Bruce.
Morning, Scott.
Mate.
Morning, Bruce.
Andrew.
He is there.
He has shown up, mate. I know.
Yes.
Well, after his big weekend at the home show, Scott, I thought he might have pulled a sickie today.
Did you
head out there, Bruce?
I didn't, Andrew. Look, I had a Saturday was a very sombre day for me because I went to the Maribyrnong RSL and the Toogom RSL for Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Day and the Battle of Long Tan. And can I just say, Scott, what a great day it was at the Maribyrnong RSL. The ceremony was beautiful. Congratulations to George Mellick, the president of the Maribyrnong RSL, because it really hit home and we remembered what went on in the Vietnam War and seeing so many of the veterans there, and it was a good day. Then I went out to Toogom and caught up with Kenny Higgins and the crew
At
the Toogom RSL Club to remember the returned servicemen from the Vietnam era.
Yeah, look, you know, it is one of those things. Sometimes they say the forgotten war. It was for many, many years. Certainly not anymore, though. You know, it's a long time ago now, and those guys are they're getting on too. A bit long in the tooth, some of them.
No.
Yeah, they are, Scott, they're a great bunch of blokes.
They
went through a very tumultuous time in their history and their wives and families, but it was a very good service at the Maribyrnong RSL, and I encourage people next year to get along and remember the Vietnam veterans at the Battle of Long Tan.
Absolutely. Yep. All right, buddy. Brisbane, what's happening? What are you doing?
Yeah, his own battles down there.
For Parliament, Andrew, this week. This is after the estimates recess. We're back in the full swing of things. I'm about to go to a committee hearing on wage theft, and we've got bills coming before the House today. So it's going to be a very interesting week. But I think the spotlight's on Canberra this week, not on Brisbane.
What do you reckon? I was driving through Brizzy, was it Saturday, and I saw a lot of signs out for Peter Dutton in his electorate. And I'm thinking, who could be the Prime Minister by next week? Anything's possible.
Well, I think the Australian public have tuned out, Scott. When you see what I see coming through my office with cuts to healthcare, cuts to education, people are over it. And when they see money going to big banks, but people have to pay $400 to go and get an X-ray, I think people are pulling the brakes up and saying, no, come on, enough's enough. Let's get back and let's look after the people and make sure that Medicare is fully funded, medical health services are funded and skilled.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a part of it, Bruce, but I also think the party itself is not doing the leader any favours, and there's a bit of political argy-bargy going on there too, so they're not helping themselves, are they?
It's almost as though they've got the Labor Party, you know, in government book. Here, let's time to change again.
I was only thinking that last night, Scott. I think they've got the Gillard Rudd handbook from years ago, as we know.
I mean, that did incredible harm to not only the government, the party, and standing of politicians, but they've not learnt from that. They're now doing the same thing, and the LNP and the Liberals and the National Party seem to be going down that same track. It seems very foolish.
Yeah, you would think that. Have a look at that game book and say, well, let's put that in pigeonhole 57, never bring it out again.
Yeah.
Because it was a disastrous time for the Labor Party, and I'm first to admit that. You know, it was like a yo-yo, changing leaders coming and going and leaks and carrying on. So let's just hope for the benefit of the country that we get things going again, because we've got a government here who's got to run the country instead of focusing on fighting themselves.
Yeah, no, it's a fair comment.
That's a very fair. I mean, yeah, look, a federal election has to be looming very soon indeed. It would just seems it's the... When the politicians themselves get to this point in Canberra, we go, right, that's it, come on. And we normally change. We change horses and go, right, it's time for a change. You guys aren't doing it. Let's give somebody else a crack, so...
Scott, I got a text from a friend of yours and mine last night. He said, Australia, the new Italy.
Yes, true.
And people who follow politics would understand that text, you know, because they change their prime minister and government as quickly as they change their underwear sometimes in Italy.
Actually, we're seeing some strange changes overseas with politics everywhere around the world, but... this sudden, you know, virtually, you know, destroying yourself, it's a remarkable thing. So, anyway.
Oh, it is, Scott. And the other thing, Scott, we had 717 fires across the state. And, you know, we got a big thanks to the rural firemen and women because, see, they do a good job. And I was coming back from a meeting yesterday and I saw the rural fire trucks on the road heading out to a fire. And people got to remember, it's all volunteers with these people. They don't get paid for it.
No.
They do the training in their own time. They don't get paid for the training. And as a government, we've been supporting the rural fireries with putting maintenance in the trucks, new trucks and fuel, so they don't have to raise that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we people don't understand or appreciate the hard work those rural fireries men and women do.
Gee, how are they going to go in summer if this is winter?
Oh, Andrew, we're starting to worry a bit. I mean, 717 fires across the state,
yep.
And that was just on the weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy. Luckily, I mean, you know, global warming and climate change, because it's not real, we don't have to worry about that side of it. We'll just find some more water and put them all out. Water's what we need. We desperately need water.
We do, Scott, and you know, the drought's a horrendous thing, but it's focused again on the Fraser Coast, and that we desperately need to store water, whether it's off-stream or we've got to trap water and store it, because where our population's growing, not only for the farmers, but also for the population of the Fraser Coast is growing at a very fast rate of knots, and we've got to provide water. So this is another example of we've been sitting on our hands for the last 25 years and thinking about water. We've got to actually act, and I'll be talking to the Premier and the Deputy Premier this week about what we can do with water. I've got a meeting with the Deputy Premier this week and the boss of MSF, Mike, and we'll be talking about how we can come forward with some funding for water storage.
It's certainly no secret. If we don't have water and we don't, and MSF don't get the sort of numbers they need to get out of our area that it is capable of, and we're going to have a good year this year due to that rain early in the year, MSF would have no other compunction if there's not water to supply and give them the demand. They, you know, they could easily wander off and close up and go home.
Oh, without a doubt, Scott, and this is what the meeting's about on Thursday with the Deputy Premier, and we've got to bring the federal government on board. We've got to work together to solve this, but it's not only for MSF, it's for the future growth. You look at the Burram District from Dundurran right around to Howard and Thorpe and Lee. You know, Lentil Dam is virtually, it can't get any bigger, so we've got to look ahead and provide water for the Fraser Coast. For the whole of the Fraser Coast and for our farmers too. So it's about time we started putting all our heads together and working hard to solve this water crisis we're going to have.
You have been on about this for some time, Bruce. This is nothing new, is it? And then it tends to rain and people go, oh, no, it's raining now. We don't have to hurry too much with this. But we better get a shake on, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly, Andrew, and that's what happened. Mm. We get to a crisis like we happened a few years ago. It rained, we got plenty of water, we had a good season last year, and people are all walking around and forgetting about it. But we've got to put it on the agenda, and we've got to get the bureaucrats in Canberra and Brisbane to think about water storage for the Fraser Coast, because that's the most important thing moving forward for our region.
Yeah, look, it is one of those things. We'll just have to wait and see exactly what happens there, particularly with the federal government. Who knows? Mate, just quickly, we're just about out of time. Got about a minute up our sleeves. How'd your team go on the weekend?
Oh, they had a win.
We had a win, Scott. We're back into the top four. Jenny's not looking very happy at the moment because I said to her, you better get that credit card out because the Dragons are coming home full steam, Scott.
We should point that out. That will be Mrs. Saunders' own credit card and not a state parliamentarian's card, if it does happen.
No, that's right. That'll be out of Jenny's own personal shopping money, as I told her.
Thanks for pointing that out, Scotty.
All right, mate. Thanks very much. For-